On our program today, we are going to be talking about Boone County Chamber of Commerce. Jennifer Hanson's back. Good to have you here.
Hi, Jim. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, because you were already scheduled. You had to be here. But you brought company with you.
I did. I have a friend. Yes.
You did? No,
I have a...
you have a friend.
I have a friend. I am not alone in the office. No, I have a wonderful professional, Stephanie Batinger, with me today and with me in the office from this point forward, is serving as our member services coordinator. And so, Stephanie, please, I'd love
Stephanie.
To.
Stephanie, welcome.
Hey, thank you. So I'm going to be serving as the member service coordinator with Jen at the Chamber.
Okay.
And I'm really excited to be in Boone County and be here. I live in Ogden. I've been there for about 9 years with my husband and kids, and we love taking advantage of everything Boone County has to offer. So I'm really excited to be in a position to promote that and promote the members of the Chamber.
So your background in this area, tell us a little bit about that.
Yep. So I graduated from Iowa State, and then I worked about 13 years in marketing in the Des Moines area, and then I stayed home with my kids for the last 8 years. So I'm just kind of getting back into things.
Okay. So kind of fun doing this, because this will be with businesses and people that you've probably been to.
And also... just kind of being in our own little world for a while, not in the professional world, I'm really getting to meet new people and get to know the community even better. And my husband and I both love being active in the community, so this seems like a perfect fit. I was really excited about it.
All right. So you get to go out and meet with them and then just get it to... How can I help you? I'm guessing that's one of the big things,
and
isn't
just
it?
Just promoting them, promoting the members, Facebook posts, that kind of thing, that just really highlight what they're doing, what's new, and getting their business out there.
And that's something, Jennifer, that we had started really working on well over a year ago, and then with the transition and staffing kind of slowed down a little bit, but it's good to get back to it, because that's your base.
Ultimately, you're right. That's good. Chambers live and die by their members, and that's an exciting part of this time right now for us, is that as an organization and as the board and even as myself, we get to teach others, kind of re-educate our community a little bit into what a good chamber does, because for the first time in our history, we are just a chamber, right? And so what does that mean? And so we get to now go back and redefine our mission as the advocate, as the promoter, as the supporter, and as a resource for our members, and connecting those in our business community and our organizations with the community at large. And so that's why I like to say is that at that intersection, that's where the chamber is. And certainly there's, you know, local government and our school systems and all kinds of different parts of how our community really works. And not just in one town or one city, but even just regionally speaking, you've got relationships now regionally, if not throughout the state. Mm-hmm. And how does that all kind of come together to help a small business or a very big business succeed and thrive in this area? And that's where the chamber gets to sit and be that connector, as well as then celebrating their wins along the way. So it's kind of funny with, Ames Economic Growth has been a fantastic partner in this with me, and a lot of the things we do is kind of hand in glove. And one of the things I like to say is that that the economic growth, folks will bring that shovel to the ground. So they're bringing in those larger businesses, whether being ag or manufacturing or retail, what have you. And so they're setting you up with tax incentives and state grants and fun things, and of course, working with the city to do or your county, wherever you're at, to make all those incentives work for you. But once that shovel hits the ground and those groundbreakings, that's really where the chamber then can take it from there and work with those organizations to stay and to grow. So whether that being helping you find staff and promoting staff openings, whether that is again, promoting your wins mm-hmm. and doing ribbon cuttings and doing some fun things like that, you know, as well then as just being a resource. So bringing our networks, having networking events, whether that being to you through, you know, through business after hours events and or bringing you out into things that that are happening in the community, whether they're because of us or because just because we know about them, and just being that that helper for you as you kind of go along your career. And that's one thing I was actually speaking about. I'm sorry, I don't know where I was speaking.
The one thing I wanted to ask you was because you hit on the word, you serve as their network.
Yeah.
You create that network, and that's part of it. A perfect example this week. Did you have Kevin speak this
yeah,
week?
Kevin Houston spoke over at our, so we have a monthly coffee and connections over at Cobblestone Inn and Suites. It's our first Tuesday of the month. It is a member event, but our members are leaders and staff members come in, and they hear from a prominent person in our community. Kevin is president of Houston and Seaman, and he had a fantastic conversation on fraud, and he spoke a little bit on, you know, kind of in that nonprofit smaller organization, but a lot of the things he was pointing to, you know, were even touched on how as individuals we are susceptible to fraud and mm-hmm. And how we can prevent that, and so that was just a fantastic conversation. And then the networking before and after, and then we get to bring in a lot of great folks kind of along the way. And so, in fact, in this case, BeFit donated T-bombs and was able to share about what her business is all about and what some of the things that they're doing. And so Laura and was there the whole time, mm-hmm. and I mean, as she participated, and it was just a lot of fun to kind of see and for me personally try something new. And so it was really kind of just exactly that picture. And then for Kevin too, I mean, at the end of the day, he gets to then be able to share his expertise, and that's his way then of supporting the community, is really being able to help others grow and to thrive and prevent some massive issues that that he is an expert in. And so that's really neat too, to be able to not just help companies, but to be able to help individuals within those companies.
I know you mentioned, you know, it is a members event, but it's one of those where, yes, we do provide this network for our members. We let you come
we
together.
We are a member organization that dues that they pay every year is something that helps keep our lights on and so on, you know. And as I said, we live and die by those good members, and so we want to serve them, and that's what now we get to kind of redefine what that means in Boone County.
Sure. And that's, you get to go all over the county now.
Yes, I'm excited.
Cool.
I'm excited.
Everywhere, from everything that's going on down to Madrid, all over to Ogden, to here, and
so neat.
Everywhere.
Absolutely.
And everywhere in between.
And we have a lot of great partners along the way, and that's just the great thing, is that we get to kind of be that cheerleader, I'd say, but really get to then get to know what is going on, what's happening, and how to help either, you know, how to help people get involved in the fun stuff that's happening, or to help that fun stuff really kind of, you know, be heard and be known across the region.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room. It's me. No, I was going to say, you did get to, by the way, as long as you were talking about members, you had to go throw some dirt. You got to throw some dirt for Fairway and Alliance.
That was like really, I mean, again, so it's, yeah, literally. So fair. Yeah, exactly. Like, my first groundbreaking ceremony, and I was not dressed. I was not expecting to be.
pushed up in there.
I have to tell you guys this. So I come, and I'm actually, later that day, we had the library carnival.
Yeah.
And so we were prepared to see 500 kids. So I was dressed in, you know, just incredibly casual clothes. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking I was there to promote and take pictures and really write about it and so on and so forth. But no.
Everyone's in suits.
It was like, hey, you're going to be a part of the groundbreaking. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, here's a shovel.
Yeah, exactly. No, it was a lot of, it was a great opportunity then. In those ceremonies, it's a great chance to kind of get a picture of what partnership can do. And so in that case, you know, you had Alliant and Fairway, you had the city of Boone, and you had regional partners, like, again, with Ames Economic Growth and others that were really able to help bring just an incredibly amazing project to our area, to the city of Boone, that will just, I mean, it'll be the ripple effects, I know, are going to be incredibly uplifting and building and building up the town. But again, in that sense, you see the people, and not I even want to say kind of not personalize it, but I want to say the organizations where when they put their hat in the ring and they're able to give what they can offer, really cool things happen.
Yeah, you get things that we have. So let's talk about Puffer Billy Days, because we're a couple of
Again, speaking of things that people bring in, come together. Absolutely.
Come together, people. And that's one of the big things. We are at that time.
Need
some people to help step it up.
Absolutely. We're going to have... So Beth Brennan with our Puffer Committee, she is the volunteer coordinator, has been for a number of years. And so she is putting together kind of those spots and places that we need to have people. And so what's exciting to me is to talk to teams of people. So again, when we go to our member businesses and we're talking about things that we're involved with and how they can be in, how they can get involved, events like Puffer Billy is a great way, because if you've got kind of a lower, you know, a season of your summer where maybe things, it's just kind of fun to be able to do stuff as a team. You know, Puffer Billy is a great opportunity to wear your company shirts, be the brand and that you represent every day and inside your community. And so whether you're, you know, greeting people at an entry point, or whether you're helping with the kids' events or kids' activities, or whether you're you know, serving beer or anything of the sort. It's just a lot of fun to be able to be a part of, again, a really fun, cool festival for your town, and to be able to bring along your company along in it.
Okay, so...
free, by the way. I'll say it this way, for free.
For free. What are some of the things that that you've gotten a little more organized and coming forward here that people will hear more about? Because I know each time you got a few more. You got this announcement.
We had
our talent. We got this going on. We got a few more things that are set up.
I probably have to highlight. So on Friday night is our block party. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. We've got our DJ set up, and it's going to be all 90s hits and just a lot of fun with great music. We'll have a costume contest, kind of a 90s vibe throughout the whole thing. At the of course, I mentioned before, and we kind of first announced it last month, but our water park is going to be a lot of fun, and out by the fire station, so just off the main drag of the festival. We're going to have a lot of so even just the motorcycle show. So one of the things, in fact, I was just having a conversation with RC the other day. And so one of the cool things about the motorcycle show this year is that they have an organization, a nonprofit organization, that's coming along with them that's actually going to be giving away children's bikes. And so that we're, you know, kind of figuring out logistics of where that's going to be and all that. And so we're just really excited about all the people that are involved in this, bringing along their passions, bringing along their talents and skills to do a really great event for the community.
So, okay.
Plus the Union of Souls, baby, too. At the end of the day, we are so excited about having that band here. And I think it's going to be a fantastic concert. It is free. We're going to have VIP tickets, and that's something I can talk about, too. Since I just did the commercial with Paul the other day.
Yeah.
But our VIP tickets will be going on sale this week, and they'll be $50, and there will be a limited amount that gives you some perks at the show, whether you're including being a close to the stage, as well as just your Kaibos and your beer distribution piece of it, where so some of those things where it's a smaller just a really more intimate time to enjoy the concert with your friends.
Okay, so that will be, they are going to be available.
Yep.
Best bet would be go on to the website.
Yes, so I'll do an announcement on Facebook and such, and make sure and get the links out for you and stuff like that. But that'll be only 200 are going to be sold, and those are $50 each. And we're thankful too. We're going to have a lot of fun little perks to be able to kind of throw in there too. Okay. So appreciate that.
All right, so that's happening. What else? We're finalizing some of the other things that are going to be going on downtown.
So for Puffer, we're excited about one of the things that I think that people might be a little confused about is we are going to have a retail rally. And so that's actually an opportunity where we are going to actually showcase each of the retailers that are downtown, and they are actually in each store are having a sidewalk sale and a bake sale in each of their stores. And so we're going to do prior to Puffer, we'll talk a little bit more about what each store A has to offer, but B maybe some of the fun things that they're going to be doing just during that Puffer weekend. And so that is going to be a really great opportunity for you guys to come down, and as you're kind of part of the festivities and doing the kids events and the spike driving contest and the bags tournament and all the kind of other activities that everyone knows and loves about Puffer, is that they're really going to be able to then see and enjoy the retailers a little bit, maybe that they had not before. And so that was really the vision this year, was to really bring a lot of our activities and really a lot of that attention to that downtown corridor. Just as an example, the photography contest is going to be there this year again. And so the photographs that people submit are actually going to be in our retail, the windows along Story Street. So I think it's going to be a great visual and another reason to just to meander down Story Street and enjoy the sights and sounds.
So tell me a little bit about how Sunday coming together.
Is Art in the Park and our community worship service, as well as the last day of the train swap. And so there'll be...
I almost forgot about the train swap. That'll be in the fairgrounds.
That'll be at the fairgrounds. That's on Saturday and on Sunday. And mud volleyball as well. So we'll have a couple of a handful of activities. The downtown is really going to be hopping on Friday and Saturday all day. Afternoon on Friday from about 4-ish or so up until evening, and then all day, of course, on Saturday. On Sunday, as I said, we'll have the community worship service over at the high school, and so we're super excited about that. And then Art in the Park as well. That'll be from 10 until 4. We'll have live music out there, as well as handcrafted vendors, barbecue contest this year, and a family fair. So the family fair is, some of you guys maybe have been a part of when we did Art in the Park, back just a few years ago, and we had nonprofits come out. And so this is the same kind of thing where all of nonprofits in Boone County, who are engaging with kids and families with free activities, and we're going to have a real, just a concerted effort around that part. And so there'll be a little bit more structure in that. But we're really excited about having a fantastic resource fair for our families in the region at that event.
All right. Busy time.
It's a lot of fun. This is the fun part of my job.
Okay. Keep updated, again, on Facebook, I'm guessing. And then Puffer Billy Days. Go to the website, chamber website will get you there as well too.
So. Absolutely. Yeah.
In the meantime, Stephanie over here is going.
She's going good.
She's going good. I'm done talking. But you're just going out there, and so far you've been meeting some of the businesses. What's been happening?
Has that been going good for you? Yeah, we've gone to groundbreakings, grand openings, a lot of different things. So
a lot of ribbon cuttings.
Ribbon cuttings, yes.
That's been really kind of cool to see a lot of new businesses opening up in the area.
You got to carry the big scissors and the ribbon.
Yes.
Someone's got to keep track of that, So.
Yeah, I was...
But that's fun to do, and you go all over the county for
So just getting to know lots of new people and all the great businesses that are in Boone County.
Are there some that you've all of a sudden gone to? How long has this been here? Why haven't I known about this?
Not sure Yeah. Well, yeah, there's some that I'm hearing about for the first time. We just had a ribbon cutting at Bottled Bliss, which was exciting to see.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's a neat new business.
So. And a lot of people are going, where? And it's all you got to do is go down Keeler. You'll find it. It's right there.
So lots of new exciting ones.
So, good. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming along, or Jennifer making you come along for this, so everybody can find out who you are. And you will continue to go out and meet with businesses and visit what's going on.
I'll be there.
And member services, if they need to get a hold of you, chamber office, right?
Chamber office. Yes, sir.
Jennifer, thanks for coming in today. Good luck. We'll keep in touch, okay?
Absolutely. I'll be back.